No problem. That's what I often find myself saying when someone says, oh, I can't do something, and oh, I'm sorry about this. When someone's apologizing or they feel like they might have let me down or can't do something in particular, I often find myself saying, no problem. And it was just with that in mind the other day that it hit me. If there is no problem, then there is no guilty feelings. If there is no problem, there is no immense sense of shame. If we truly have that idea, even with ourselves, oh, not a problem. This doesn't mean a free-for-all, like, hey, do whatever you want, it doesn't matter, there is no such thing as right and wrong. But what I mean by this is, if you realize that in marriage, raising children, and our relationships, it's not all about, oh my gosh, there's another problem, there's another something else to be solved. We don't have to get into the Mr. Fix-It or the Mrs. Fix-It, the repairman, the technician mentality. We're not always fixing things if we're not always seeing things, and especially people, as problems. Of course, error-free marriages, spouses and children, they don't exist. We all make mistakes. But if we realize that that's okay, we don't have to fix everything, that everything's not a problem, I think there's often quite a bit of society where quite a few of us think that everything needs to be fixed. I think of the Frozen movie that came out, or the musical, if you've seen that. There's that song, Fixer Upper. We often think that we need to fix our spouse, ourselves, others. I think it's important that we realize that because there's no error-free marriages, spouses, or children, that as things happen, we just realize, hey, no problem. It's okay. Our feathers aren't going to be ruffled, if you will. We're going to realize that the best trees, the best flowers, the best things that grow in this life, they all not only have sunlight and water, good things, but they also usually have to have some kind of fertilizer, some kind of enriched soil. That fertilizer, we often call it crap, junk. It's stuff that just doesn't go wrong in our lives. Those are the things that also help with massive growth. We don't often like it, but plants actually love fertilizer. Trees love it. They grow because of it, not in spite of it. We grow not in spite or with a lack of junk and crap in our life. We actually grow because of it. And not only grow, we can be happy with it. I recently was reminded years and years ago, I was told by someone who I love and trust that the brightest sun comes after the darkest nights, the darkest storms. But I was reminded today by a very wise individual that even in the dark clouds, there's a silver lining. It's not just after the storm that we should be happy, but during the storms, there are things to be very grateful for, very thankful for. One of my really good relatives that has shared some great wisdom with me over the years taught me and my wife something that stuck with us for quite a while now. He was quoting a scriptural passage from the Old Testament that is promising beauty from ashes. Beauty from ashes. And it's not just that's promised there in the scriptures or in the Old Testament. It's promised from God himself to make beauty from ashes. In other words, ashes come when things have been burned down. Ashes come from fires. Fires can destroy or help. But let's say a fire destroys you. Let's say something horrible happens. You've got cancer. You've lost a loved one. You've been fired from a job. Those horrible experiences aren't something just to smile and say, well, I'm so happy about it. But we can realize that beauty, great good, can come from some of the worst things. There was something that happened to our family recently that was really devastating, very difficult. And my wife, months later, said, huh, look at what happened here. And she pointed out a really cool thing that happened and blessed our family because of this challenge. And not once during the challenge do we think, oh, this is going to be awesome. And it's still, there's some pain and difficulty, but it caused us to see something that we'd never seen before and have a blessing in our lives because of this fire, this real consuming, difficult challenge had actually produced ashes that created beauty. Isn't it interesting, by the way, I've been told that, I believe it's potash, that if you put it, that can help with growth of some trees and plants and shrubs and such. The very thing that comes from fire, from difficulties, can also help with growth. Beauty from ashes. I hope that you have the opportunity to not expect an error-free relationship, that your partner, yourself, anyone's error-free, that you realize the no-problem mantra and go to work on enjoying the challenges, the difficulties, seeing the silver lining in the clouds. Good luck.